Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And a happy second Sunday of Advent to everyone. Today, our Lord in our first reading and our psalm and our gospel tells us to prepare the way for him. And I was just thinking of two things that might mean for us. And one is to prepare a way for the Lord to enter into the lives of the other people and in our lives, in our sphere, and also how to help prepare a way for the Lord into our own hearts. And the first piece, I was listening to Caleb the other day, as I often do, and this woman called in and she said, you know, sometimes they have people call and give testimonies, and she said, when I was a little girl, I had a real hard childhood. She said, I grew up in the country, and she said, Dad was an alcoholic. Mom had a lot of problems of her own, and she said it was a very difficult childhood. She said, I dreaded going home every day. I dreaded the summers. She said it was a dark, cold house in many ways. And she said one of her jobs was they didn't have in this country house, they didn't have drinkable water. And so one of the things that she had to do was go across the street where there was another country house. And she had a well there, the lady that lived there. She was an older lady, and she had a well. And so she would take a couple, this girl would take a couple milk jugs or whatever and go over there and fill them up and bring them home. And she said that when she would do that a couple times a week, every time she would go to this old lady's house across the street, it would always smell like baked goods. She was always making pies or cookies or cakes for her church or for her countless grandchildren, just for all the different people in her life. And she said, this lady would always have me sit down and would talk to me. And she said she had pictures of Jesus in the house. She had a Bible. She would pray with me. She said in my house, as cold as it was, she said, my parents didn't believe in God. It was a violent house. It was cold. But she said, I would go to that house, and I just felt so happy, and I would never want to leave. And then she would leave and with her milk jugs and go back. Sometimes she'd get in trouble for taking too long. She said, the reason I own a bakery now, that I'm adult, is because of that woman. And she said, it's also the reason I'm a Christian. And she said, that woman taught me friendship with Jesus. That woman prepared a way for grace to enter into my life. And my life should have gone or would have gone in a whole different direction if it had not been for that woman. And you see, that's the role that you and I are called to play, I think, in people's lives, that we're invited to prepare a way for the Lord, for grace to enter into other people's lives. And sometimes, you know, there can be folks in our lives and we just kind of can put them in a box and we say, well, they're just messed up or they're just whatever. But the Lord invites us to, maybe they have nobody else to bring this message of God to them. The first reading, Isaiah says, comfort my people. And that's a really important way. Then he goes into how that prepares a way, you know, and that is an important way that we can prepare a way for God, a way for Jesus, a way for grace to enter into people's lives. I've been helping out at different penance services because it's Advent at parishes nearby, and I made a little girl cry the other day. Not because I was being mean, but because I gave her a penance, I said, I'd like you to pray 3 Hail Marys for your mom. And she started to cry a little bit, and I said, what? And she says, my parents never taught me the Hail Mary. That was her words. And I think an important way that we prepare the way for the Lord with our kids, our grandkids, our godchildren, all that is to teach them prayer, to teach them friendship with the Lord, to prepare this way for the Lord, because every prayer, just like the Lord just gushes forth into our lives, you know. Yesterday was my birthday, and I'm an old man now, and I'm 38 years old. Can you believe it? And when I came here, I was 31. Now, that just gives you an idea. But anyway, I was driving to Indianapolis. I had to go to Indianapolis twice yesterday for different things, and I was and my you know, like, it tells me when somebody's texting me, you know, and their name shows up on the bottom, and there's just like all these texts, I wouldn't see the text, but I would see the name, and kept thinking, wow, like, God has used that person to bring so much grace into my life. And I could think of the stories and that sort of thing as I was seeing those names. And it just brought a lot of joy to my heart, you know. And I think the image of a pipe comes into my head because, like, what God invites us to do is to insert this pipe into people's lives. And on this side of it is God just wanting to gush into their life. And we just have to hold it out and say, here, like, and then the Lord just like, whoosh, like right through there goes into these people's lives. And that's what countless people have done for me in my life. And what I pray I with God's grace can do with others, but just like hold out the gear, God, and then he just like gushes forth into people's lives, you know? And that's like that old lady in the country house, you know, like a parent who teaches their kid prayer. We are called to prepare a way for God, for grace to enter into other people's lives. And it's powerful. But how do we prepare a way for God to enter our own life? I will only give you one thought today, and it is the thought that I see in our gospel today. Jesus talks about repentance and forgiveness of sins. An important and a necessary way to prepare the way for the Lord to enter our life is by confession, by reconciliation. A Christian is one who repents, one who comes face to face with his or her sins and says, I don't want to live in that anymore. My sins have wrought havoc in my life and in the lives of others. There's no such thing as a personal sin. It always has a ripple effect. And we come face to face with that. And in humility and in a desire to be a saint, we go to confession. Not because it's a precept of the church that you have to go once a year, which it is, but because we want to be right with God. And you see, back to that pipe analogy, do you know what a mortal sin is? It's where we block this pipe of God's grace coming into our life. Like, God just wants to flood our life, but we block it with our sins. And then it does that. And when we go to confession, God takes a divine plunger. And wow, I've never used that analogy before. But and then he clears out the pipe and boom. In comes God's grace rushing into our souls, into our lives. Now, some people don't like to go to confession. To me, that's okay. I make people cry apparently sometimes. But there's a list of places you can go in our deanery not far away. And I'll, of course, be in the box here for this Friday for 12 hours. What a lovely Christmas gift it would be to God. So that we prepare a way for him to be born in a brand new, powerful way this Christmas. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.